Hello.
Hi, Marla. I was like, oops,
hey,
what happened?
I don't
And like just
sudden,
oops.
Like,
yeah. I was like, oh my. I'm all, she didn't like my restaurant joke.
Right.
I'm just
yeah.
kidding. And then how does your guys' schedule look for tomorrow? Because I was starting to look at the calendar for the client interview. So the client interview, basically what they're going to do is they're going to go over everything more in detail. Like they're going to go over the notes that you and I just went over. They're
okay.
going to talk to you about the Facebook ads. They're going to talk to you about the areas of target, the keywords, the search terms. It's where I like to say the magic happens. It's not really with me, even though I think it is, but it's not.
Yeah.
So I'm just a legend in my own mind. So I want to schedule it at a time that would be convenient for both of you, right? Because I would definitely recommend that both of you be together just in case, you know, unless he's like, yeah, Marla handled it because he had us handle it, you know. But
so, tomorrow, we do have pool league tomorrow night. So I would say no later than 5 p.m. How long do you think it's going to be?
It takes about 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little bit longer, really just depending on how many questions or details you have. But let me tell you the times that I have on the calendar, and you let me know which time would work for you. Whatever time I give you, Marla, is in your time zone, okay?
Okay.
So
mm-hmm.
I have 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3, and then I have a 4 to 5. Because I know 5 to 6 and 6 to 7 is going to be too late for you.
No, 5 to 6 would be good.
5 to
yeah.
6 would be good? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let me do this. I'm going to put you on the calendar for 5 to 6. We'll call you from an 877 number. So you just got to make sure that you answer, you know, all calls within that hour. I'll send you a reminder an hour before your interview, letting you know that we're calling you in the next hour. If I'm not in a meeting or on another call, I'm actually going to be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician. But if I'm not available, they're going to proceed without me, right?
Okay. Yeah.
And also, like, if I call you, when we call you for your client interview, right? If you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, hey, call me back in 5 or 10 minutes. We'll call you right back. Okay?
Yeah. Well, we have a job tomorrow, but we should be done way before 5. So that's why I'd rather keep it at 5 in case something happens. We'll still be available.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So we'll say 4 to 5. Okay.
No, awesome. 5. No, 5 to 6.
5 to 6. Oh, my goodness. See?
Yeah. I'm saying
I had it
marked 5 to 6.
We're
done with the job way before 5 is the plan, but things happen.
Yes, you never know. You never know.
Yeah.
And if for some reason you're even more delayed, don't worry about it. Pick up the call and say, hey. So what we would do is call Jose's call, his phone number. If he doesn't answer, then we're going to call your phone number. Okay?
Yeah.
Just
in
case, because I would hate for him to be with the saw and then, like, I had one guy a couple years ago tell me, I'm in the tree, and I'm like, oh, my God, why are you even talking to me right now? I will call you later. I was like, geez, that's all I need.
I'll have to cut this tree down.
and I'm like, oh, my God, you need both hands. Why? He's all, no, honey, don't worry. You're on my Bluetooth. I'm all, still, you need to be concentrated. I'll call you later. Bye. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's all I need. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, you're going to cause me anxiety over here. Okay. So 5 to 6. Perfect. And I'll send you the email on that.
Okay.
And then we're just doing the billing. I'll process payment, send you the receipt while we're on the phone. And then there's 2 emails that I'll need you to pull up that I'm going to send you. And then we'll be all done. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay. And name on the card. When you're ready.
Okay, hold on just a moment. Let me go get him.
Okay, honey. No worries.
Okay. All right. Just a sec.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that Sparky in the background?
Yes, it is.
Oh, so cute. What kind of
he is. He's what kind of dog? All the birds.
Oh my goodness. What kind of dog? Oh my gosh.
A Maltese Yorkie.
Oh my gosh, how adorable. It's so funny because I feel like the smaller dogs are the bravest ones, right? I had a Chihuahua growing up as a kid. And let me tell you, that dog, my mom used to say, oh, be quiet, princess. She would bark at everybody, birds, whatever. If there was a baby
now,
in the house.
He doesn't bark a lot. He doesn't bark a lot except for the birds that are, and he saw the customers coming up, so then he's barking at them and yeah.
So
but he
cute,
he's not
right?
a yapper, so thank goodness, because I've always had big dogs, and this is the first little dog. And but I find that dogs are like the owners, their personalities.
Oh,
and,
they are.
So he's very calm and very loving. So it's good.
I think because we were so loud in our house, that's probably why Princess was always barking all the time. But one time my brother was super, super sick as a baby. And let me tell you, Marla, she did not leave from under his crib. She stood there the whole time. And I'll never forget, my mom was like, grab Princess, go take her out to the living room. And she growled at me and never, ever did that. And my mom said, just leave her alone.
They know when somebody's sick. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's why my mom said, leave her alone. You know what? Never mind. Just leave her there. Bring her food. She's not going to leave his side. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then they, years later, well, she had passed away, but years later, when my brother was 13, she was like a lab, mixed lab boxer. Beautiful dog. And she was old. And after so many years, they finally had to put her down. She was like, I think 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
And in dog years, what's that? Times seven,
yeah.
I think. So they put her down because they just didn't want her suffering anymore. She was just old. She couldn't even walk anymore.
Yeah.
It was bad. And I'm going to tell you, that was the most heartbreaking. I literally left work. I told my boss, I need to go say my goodbyes. Like, I'm sorry. I got to go. And I just kind of laid there with her, petting her. My brother couldn't stay when they put her down. He had to walk away. He couldn't do it. My kids were devastated. You know, and they're older teenagers at the time, but it was like, it's like your family member, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So we hear her barking.
Part of the
family. Yeah.
Part of the family.
But she's so cute, Sparky.
He had the most energy.
Oh,
and,
my gosh.
And he turned out to be the runt. And usually all the dogs we end up picking out are the runts. But, they have the best energy and personality and everything.
God bless them. So cute. Aw.
Yep. But, as far as the card, we'll go ahead and put it on mine because we can always change it later.
Absolutely. If you need to change it, just make sure you change it at least 3 business days before so that way they charge the right card. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Is it just Marla Fletcher on there, or is there like a middle initial?
Marla K. Fletcher.
Okay. Same billing address as the 1906 Bethlehem? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Bethlehem Church Road.
Got it. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's Visa.
And the card number when you're ready?
4011-7100-2595-7625.
Expiration month and year?
Is 0328.
And the CVV code on the back?
048.
Okay. I'm just going to be updating the package. I'm going to process this payment, and then you're going to get the receipt sent both to you via text and email. You're going to start getting a series of them, so I'll let you know which ones to pull up so that way we can go over, and then we're pretty much going to be done within, like, probably less than 5 minutes. But I just want to make sure I just do these last bullet points on here.
Okay.
Let's see. Now, just one of the emails that you will be getting is one that's going to say action photos needed, okay? So part of the verification process, right, is we ask you to send us pictures of a list of items that we provide you. Now, I'm going to tell you some of those items you might not have, okay, and that's okay. You're just going to send us the ones that you can, all right? So you're going to send us a picture of work tools and work equipment that you guys use. Send us a picture of the work vehicle, okay? Send us a picture, and the work vehicle, the license plate has to show, but you can take it from far away so it's kind of blurred out, okay?
Okay.
Now, these items that I'm telling you about, they're not going to be posted on Google anywhere, nowhere online. It's for the back office for the verification process, okay?
Okay.
Send us a picture of the LLC paperwork you have, right, that shows the business name that you're an LLC. Send us a picture of, if you hand out business cards, send us a photo of that. When it talks about the workspace, so like let's say you have a shed where you store all the equipment, send a picture of that. On that list.
We have several.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So on that list, you're going to send us the pictures that you can, and the ones that you don't have, don't worry about it, because I know you're still in the process of the business license and the insurance, right? You obviously don't have that. When it talks about the invoice, that means if you do invoicing, just as long as it doesn't have your client's information on it, just a blank one, in other words.
Yeah, my letterhead and, my invoicing.
That's perfect. Oh, my gosh, that's good. That is so good. Okay, perfect. Yeah, send us that. And this is going to help us, like I said, get you verified through Google faster, okay?
Okay.
Now, you're going to, like I said, you're going to be receiving several messages, okay? So, and I'm putting you, we said, where did my little note go that I had right here? Oh, my Lord. I just had it. I tell you, my kids laugh at me. They're like, Mom, did you, like, seriously forget? And I'm like, oh, stop. And they just laugh at me. And I'm like, you know, one day you're going to get to be my age. And then I think, oh, my God, I sound like my mother.
Right? I'm already doing that.
I sound like my mom. I used to always tell her, I would never tell my kids that. I'm not going to say the things you say. And then when I find myself saying it, I'm like, oh, my God.
Now, I don't say everything, but there is a few things that were good, so I do repeat those. But
right. And I don't say everything either, but there are some things that it's like, that kind of sounds like my mom.
I hate it because I said so. Never said that to my kids.
And, hon, I just want to make sure you did get my emails, right? The ones that I sent to It's High Time Tree Service?
I did see the first two.
Okay, perfect.
I had to give him
it's okay.
My phone so he could show a video to the customers.
Oh,
so,
no. That's okay, honey. I just wanted to make sure that you did get it, though. Okay?
Oh, absolutely. Awesome. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No worries. Okay, so now, so you have access to the emails right now?
No, but I can
go grab it. Okay, don't worry about it. It's okay. It's okay. Don't worry about it. If he's showing the video, he's trying to close the job. Let's let him do his thing. Okay, so you're on his phone right now, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so let me see if I could switch it and send it to his phone. So, have any other messages come through his phone other than the one that I had sent you earlier? Okay, let me try to send this one and see if it goes to his phone.
I don't know which is. Yeah, it's a black screen.
Okay. I'm going to send you this one and see if you get this text right now. It'll say action photos needed. I'm sending it to his phone that we're on right now.
Okay. Let me see. And you're sending it text or email? Email?
I'm sending it text and via email because I want you to see it in the text since you can't look at the email right now. So that's why I'm sending it to
email,
his phone.
I can, but let's see if I switch it to you.
Whatever's going to be easiest for you.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. So it says action photos needed. That's the one that I was talking to you about where you're going to say
needed for Google verification. Yep.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now there should be another one that'll say initial invoice. And it'll say, welcome, Marla, Kay, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Okay.
Let me know if you see that one. If you don't, then I'll resend it.
Here are your credentials. You can log in.
It would have been after that.
Okay.
And then what's the next one?
The next one is pictures.
Okay. Let me send you this one then. Give me 1 second.
Oh, here's Local Splash initial invoice.
There you go. That's the one. Okay.
Okay.
So it goes on to say, located below this email, right, is your receipt.
Mm-hmm.
For your tax purposes, it's a write-off. Now,
mm-hmm.
2 sentences below, it'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Click on it. Now it's going to open up a page, Marla, that's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience. Are you on that page?
Yep.
Okay. Scroll towards the middle, find where it says mobile phone, and it should have your phone number in there.
Correct.
Okay. Now, you're going to see the three little boxes below. The first box, you're going to click in it because you're saying, I agree to receive SMS messages to my phone. So text messages, in other words, from us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The next one says, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and all the information is complete and accurate. So basically you're saying it's your name on the card that you provided. So you'll click in that.
Okay.
And then the next one says, and remember, if you're going to change the credit card or the billing, the card for the billing, just make sure
do
you call
before.
3 days before so that way we charge the right card. Okay?
Okay. No worries.
Now, the other one says, I acknowledge that payments are automatic and reoccurring.
Okay.
So you're going to click on that. But remember, if you need to cancel, the rule, three business days. Yes, ma'am.
Yep.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we say because it's reoccurring, if you don't call 3 business days prior to the 19th, it's gonna hit. So that's why if you got to stop it, you got to let us know. Okay?
Right.
Ahead of time.
Uh-huh.
All right. Now on the bottom, Carla, it's asking you to set your name.
Okay.
And you'll do it just Marla space K, no period, space Fletcher. And then you'll confirm the signature. Sometimes if you're doing it from the phone, you might have to turn the phone sideways because it doesn't allow you to see the whole thing.
Confirm, do I sign?
Yeah, you're going to type your name in that box. Oh, you're already there? Oh, my goodness. I think you probably already did
it. It went straight to user.
Yep. There you go. Okay. Perfect. So.
Okay.
The username, remember, is Jose's phone number with no dashes, no one before the area code. And let me go back to tell you what the password is because I forgot. I think it's something cool.
Okay. There's something.
Yeah. Let me look back. I'll tell you right now.
Yeah.
It is. I know it's something with cool in it, but I don't know if the cool is before or after. Oh, my Lord. Okay.
Marlon
Jose, where did it go? Hold on. I got so many. Okay. It's cool photos, all lowercase, one word.
Okay.
Cool photos, all lowercase, one word. Hi,
no,
Jose. Are you with us now? Cool photos.
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. So that's the same password. Yep, same password and everything for you guys, okay? You guys use the same one. Now,
okay.
Remember, Jose, you guys have a client interview tomorrow. We're going to call you between five and six. I'm going to call you from an 877 number. I told Marla just to make sure you answer all calls within that hour. Now, I know that she's also stated that you guys are going to be on a job and you should be done before then, but just in case, okay, if you don't pick up the call, Jose, I'm going to call her phone, okay?
Okay.
And then we're going to get moving on this, okay? So we're going to start sending you notifications as these steps are being completed so you're aware of the work that we're doing. So within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in the directories that can already start generating phone calls for you. And we're also going to have the Facebook page done, and you'll have ownership to it, Marla, okay, the business one that we're making.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that can already start generating phone calls for you, and you can start going in and tracking your results too. Now, 7 to 14 days, okay, the Facebook ads are live, and those can already start generating phone calls for you. Now, what we always write to you in our terms and conditions, we always say that the first page placement with us getting you guys verified and creating the profile and optimizing it and keeping it on the first page, we always give you the timeline of 45 to 60 days. Although many times, I'm going to tell you, I've seen it happen sooner, okay? Even though I've seen it happen sooner, I'm still going to tell you that timeline because I would rather underpromise and overdeliver. Now, we'll be notifying you when you're on the first page. We're going to notify you when your Facebook ads are live. We're going to notify you when a lead comes through, okay? We're going to notify you when you get a review. We're going to notify you when your Facebook ads are live. So we're going to keep you guys in the loop as these steps are being completed. So you're aware of the work that we're doing too, okay?
Okay.
Now, Jose, I also sent, and I don't know if Marla saved it in your phone already, but I also sent you our customer service number with the username and password. So that way you have it in your phone too. So I texted it to both of you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I would like to be the first to congratulate you both and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am so super excited for you guys. And Jose, okay, your wife, she's amazing. She is amazing. She let me in on a little secret. So I was sharing with her that my daughter has lupus as well. And so I'm going to share with my daughter about the
Juice Plus. Yeah.
The Juice
Plus. Oh, okay. Yeah, that thing is good.
I'm so excited. My daughter, she has so much inflammation on her feet, on her legs, her hands. Like right now, she's not even working because she's in pain. So.
Yeah.
And I tell her, just pray. You know,
exactly.
And I think the stress is really hard on her too. She's got an amazing boyfriend. He helps her, but it's kind of hard when you're a parent and you're just like, you feel like your hands are tied, you know? So I just want to say you have a wonderful wife. She let me in on her little secret. So I'm so excited. What a blessing.
Yeah.
Why do you think she's my wife?
Well, why wouldn't she?
Of course I am, right?
She's a better half.
I just have a question because you gave the username and the password for Local Splash. So I logged in, and now it's saying connect your Google Business profile.
Yes, and that's a good question. Yeah, no, don't do nothing yet. So our technician's going to be setting up everything, but I wanted you guys to try to log in while I was on the phone, so that way I'm confident to know that you guys were able to get in. So they're going to be updating everything, and then once you get verified, they're going to connect it. So you're good. Yeah, there's nothing for you to connect right now because they got to go through all that.
It says Joe Mars Workshop Business Info.
Yeah, no, I'm changing it on my end because it came up like that, but that's not what I have it listed as. So I'm going to have my manager go in and manually change it.
Okay.
Yeah, no, Joe Mars is your workshop. That's not the one that we're promoting. It's hightimetreeservice.com. Quick question. Yes. You mentioned you have a logo already for that business?
Yes, I am finalizing it. Yes.
Perfect. Once you have it finalized, I need the logo. Okay? Once you have it finalized. Yeah, mm-hmm. So that way we can attach that logo. Okay?
Yes. Okay. Sounds good.
I'm super excited for you guys. Did you have any other questions for me before I let you go?
No, not right now. And so I got the list, so I'll get all that together and then send it over.
Yes. And then just remember, we'll call you tomorrow. I'm going to really do my best. I want to be available so that way I can introduce you guys, and hopefully you get one of my favorites. Well, they're all my favorites, but, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye, Jose. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.